We looked at dozens of trees that growers told us about, extension agents found. We collected samples of budwood, grew off trees, inoculated them. They all came down with the disease. We looked at possible rootstock effects. Sometimes we found rootstocks that were zygotic seedlings underneath some of these survivor trees. So we pulled up roots. We made them put out shoots that we rooted. We put a cyan on top of them. We inoculated them, and they all came down with HLB. So I wouldn't say it's impossible that we're going to find something like that, but it really is a huge challenge, and the likelihood is so small based on our experience that we're going to find a truly resistant, you know, HLB immune tree by this process. Unfortunately, that's the story.
I think you said in your talk today your conclusion was these so-called survivor trees in groves were just the last ones to get HLB.
In many cases, that seems to be exactly what was going on. You know, as growers contacted us, we had more trees than we could possibly manage in the greenhouse. So we started, you know, just keeping track of them and following up. All right, they look good this year. Let's go next year. All right, they're still looking good. Let's one more year. Ah, there they go. They're declining. So there always had to be the first tree that got infected. And it stands to reason that there eventually would be the last tree to get infected, and in most cases that seems to be what we were finding.
You addressed the question today, do we need HLB resistance in trees to survive as an industry?
Resistance is what we need to get to, what we need to have, but the time frame for getting true resistance or immunity to this disease is probably longer than we have time as an industry to wait for. And so there are things now, more tolerant rootstocks, some cyan varieties that seem to be more tolerant. There's new techniques of pest management, of nutrient management, lots of things that growers can cobble together, and hopefully if done in the right way, can make a profit and stay in business while we continue the search for the silver bullets that we would love to have.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.